Welcome to the Cool Channel's Word Has It book tour, where we will explore the wisdom, imagination, and personal discovery book clubs are experiencing around the world. I am your host, and today the book club has its tour, drops in on six members of a Las Vegas book club who has the coolest name. So ladies, tell me, since we've already intro, tell me who's joining us today one more time.
Kathy and your mom.
I'm Debbie Quinsler.
All right.
Las Vegas, Nevada, retired. And I love my book club.
So who would like to share with me the name of your club and how it came into existence?
Okay, I think Heidi has to do the name because she came up with the name. The name of our book club is The Literary Lushes. And apparently
I'm gonna stop sign. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Oh, go ahead, Heidi.
I'm going to stop later. My best friend from college had a book club in California called The Literary Lushes, and every book they read, they had to have a themed cocktail. And I thought, I like that name. We're going to steal it. And that's how we got The Literary Lushes. And go ahead, Kathy. I don't want to hog up the whole conversation.
And the way we became a book club is most of us used to hike together on Saturdays. And we had a common theme every time. We talked about two things. We talked about food and we talked about books. And one day Heidi said to us, we should have a book club because we would talk and we'd like talk about the whole plot of a book as we were doing our hike. And so it combines everything we like, food, books, and wine.
Great, okay.
And company.
And company.
For sure.
How many active members do you currently have and how often do you ladies meet?
We have, I believe, 12 members and we meet monthly.
Okay. So tell me about some of the cool things you've done over the years as a club.
Do you remember the time we went to Death Valley? And we went out and spent the night out there together. That was really fun. We've done a lot of things.
One of my favorites was when
we read
that book, and then we went to Teresa's place in Prescott, and we went to Jerome, and we went to the museum and to the mine.
What was the name of that one? That book was The Empty Mansions.
The Empty Mansions. Yeah.
And it was her father was a copper magnet, and he did his copper in Arizona. You're right. And we went to that mine.
We went to the town. We went toured everything.
And that was a great weekend. We had a book club meeting on that Friday, and then we took the tour of the mine where he had worked, and then we had lunch at the Jerome Hotel.
It was cool. That was fun.
Great time.
Wasn't the hotel, the restaurant, supposed to be haunted?
It was an insane asylum.
Years ago,
and they turned it into a hotel, and yeah, they said it was haunted.
Didn't they go on a trip with you, Patty, in your trailer?
That
was so fun. What we did was we all went out to the lake, and there was a small group because my trailer's small and there were a lot of, it worked out because a lot of people were out of town, but we read a story about an artist. And so for our activity while we were camping, we all painted. And so we all went home with a piece of art, and that was really fun. And we also, where we camped was a winery, of course, because we're lushes. Right?
That's great.
So yeah, that was really I think we enjoyed just spending time with each other and enjoying each other's company and insights into things. And I think that's the best part of book club. And then the second part of book club for me is getting to read all these books that I would never read. I'm not an avid reader, so I'm getting exposure to lots of different types of authors and stories that I wouldn't normally read. So.
Me too. Ditto.
I want to say something else, Brenda, that you didn't ask, but I see, Rayanne, you're wearing your hat with Literary Lushes on it. And Rayanne is a seamstress, and she made little book bags for each of us with our personal name on it that said Literary Luscious at one of our Christmas parties, which we have annually. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Awesome.
And then one Christmas party, I made everybody hats.
That's right.
And we love them.
And we love them. We should have all worn them today.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Okay. I want a hat, but okay. I'll wait.
I'll send you a hat.
All right. Thank you.
And then remember our last Christmas club, Diana and I think Patty made, got everybody cookie jars. Yeah. And
that was fun.
On a date and Literary Luscious. And when we all filled them with cookies, we had a cookie exchange. That was good.
That was fun.
So you guys do a lot of fun things.
Like one time we had read Julia Child's book.
That's right.
We took recipes of hers, and it was Christmas. And Vicky and I teamed up and we did the beef bourguignon. And then everyone else did the sides and desserts. And that was so awesome.
And everyone wore aprons and
pearls.
Except me, I didn't get the memo.
I wanted to do martinis that night, you know, because she always drank martinis also. But I thought, oh geez, we'll be sloshed. We did that.
Because that never happens.
Never. Okay. So how do you ladies select the book you're going to read for the month?
Ooh, that's challenging.
Past or present book club.
In the past, we would maybe waste 30 to 60 hours.
Waste hours.
We were fighting over it.
At the meeting,
right. And then we finally got smart and said, you know, whoever is hosting the book club, just pick the book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
And that has worked out great because, you get more challenged even, you know, on what book is going to be selected.
Right. Because if you select the book, you kind of already know you're going to like it.
Right.
And I think everybody dresses the theme, you know, whatever the book is. So one time Kathy had the book club and she did like a scavenger hunt or I don't remember what it was, but I had so much fun that night. My belly hurt from laughing. It was games. She had printed up games and you used all the tools that were in the book, the knives, the...
Wasn't that the culinary one?
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain's book.
Oh yeah.
Kitchen Confidential.
One time we all wore jerseys, football jerseys. I can't remember what that was about.
Yeah, that was about a football thing.
Oh, we've done hats. Debbie, man, she made some awesome hats.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and at your house, Debbie, we had that contest where we had to go around and find. We had to find things.
Exactly, because it was a mystery. You know, so I hid things in the house and you had to find them. Yeah, so everybody tries to get creative.
I was just going to say, this sounds like hosting. A very creative group here.
Okay. Patty did one time where wherever you sat down, you turned over a place thing and it told you were a character of the book and you had to be in theme. So, you know, we're all like, you stole my husband and you, because we were the person in the book. That was hysterical. That was so fun.
So what is your current book or the most recent one that you guys have read? And tell me what it's about without giving too much away.
Hmm. The Liars Girl. We'll let Heidi tell you. She's the best storyteller. She remembers all the things.
She's okay, frozen. Heidi.
She's frozen again.
She comes and goes. Okay. All right. Okay. Not Heidi. She's a whip.
She's here. She's gone.
She's gone.
We need Diana here. She's really good at.
She's the storyteller.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Tell her about
you
the book.
You know what? My phone will not let me talk to you if I'm driving. So I pulled over on the side of the road for a second.
That's
can
safe.
Can you believe it? No.
Yeah, safety.
Safety first.
Can you tell I have a perfect driving record and I talk on my phone, usually with earbuds in. I wonder if I put my earbuds in if it'll let me talk. Let me try that because I've got it on speaker. But anyway,
Yeah, the Liar's Girl was an unusual murder mystery with a serial killer, but it was from the perspective of the serial killer's girlfriend, and the twist was he wasn't really a serial killer. And then the next twist was he actually did kill her best friend. Mm. So there.
Okay. That's
pretty much it.
What was your favorite part, Heidi, of the book, or the favorite character?
Can you guys hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes, much. Yes.
What I liked is it wasn't your typical serial killer type of book, because they weren't sensationalizing the murders. It was more about what happens to someone who's involved with a person convicted of a crime like that, how it ruins their life too. And and then there was some creative twists in the story. The first scene in the book didn't really make sense until you, because you find out it's kind of complicated to try to talk a really short amount of time. And okay. I don't want to monopolize the conversation. Okay. But I think what I liked is that it was from a different perspective. They didn't sensationalize the violence, and that we never, you know, most of those types of stories never look at how it affects the other people, serial killer. Or in this case, the person that was incarcerated wasn't the serial killer, but he had committed one murder.
Okay. So ladies, okay. This is for everyone. Do you ever find yourself processing anything as a result of reading a book? Like, does it invoke any type of emotion in you?
Oh,
always. Yeah,
for sure.
Always.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So give me some examples. Anything you can remember about a book? Mom, I remember you telling me about the book you were reading. It was in the desert or something, and you were thirsty.
A family who lived on this farm, and it was this dust went all the time. It was just, oh my God, it was this awful dust. And I found myself getting so thirsty, thinking about all the dust and all of that. It made me so thirsty.
That was a recent book.
Yeah, that was the Four Winds.
Yeah, the Four Winds.
Which was a totally fascinating book, because I had no idea that the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, the Four Winds.
Years, and it affected so many people.
Right.
I felt pretty dusty in that one too.
I don't remember us reading that one.
We didn't. Iris and I read
it. You know, you learn a lot.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It was a small club book. Where was I?
We must have been in the Twilight Zone.
Yes. Yes. I remember one that my daughter's best friend wrote.
Yes.
Between Earth and Sky.
And that was so good.
It was about Native Americans, and
oh yes, it's
based on facts. She did a lot of research about Indian schools, and I got so attached to the characters. At the end, I was just crying my eyes out because it affected me so much. And that's what's so amazing to me about words on a page, that these are just words on a page, but they can draw out such emotion from you. So that's one I remember that affected me. And when we did this book, since she was my daughter's friend, we got to have her at the book club. So it was fun having the author at the book club.
I was just going to say, I really love that part too. When you get to talk with the authors, we've done that a couple of times. One time we did one at my house where we Skyped with the author. And then we had, I think it was, whose friend? Kathy, was it your friend? The one with the ice cream? Can't remember who.
Yes.
I don't think that was really.
Wrote a published a book, and she came to our book club. She was so excited.
And it was just neat to be able to meet them and ask them questions and stuff too of their backstory. And Patty, I'm reading her book, her second book, her other one.
You know what? I got to tell you what. Her third book just came out.
Yeah, and I got it. I'm reading it.
The third one, the one about the
leprosy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Supposed to be her best one, and I want to do a book club with her here with that one too. And her publisher is so excited about it. They're really pushing this one for her. So anyway, okay, yeah, I'm doing book club.
And we'll do this book. We choose who's having book club.
So ladies, tell me why you read. Do you do it for enjoyment, to stretch the imagination, for wisdom, intrigue, or something else?
Relaxation. Okay. Get your mind off of the real world.
Thank you. I agree with Debbie. It's a wonderful escape.
Because you can travel all over the world. You meet new people.
Get new perspectives on life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So some of the books we've read really taught me a lot, like The Orphan Train. I mean, right? Lots of The Storyteller. Things that I would never, ever read and learn a lot from them. And we've read some sports books where I had that rowing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never knew. So it's fun to read things that you would normally never pick up.
Yeah. And another thing that I find fascinating is I might read a book and I'm like, oh God, no. And then I go to a book club and I hear everybody else's outtake and I walk out the door and it's my favorite book.
Or you gotta read it again.
I didn't see what you guys saw. I took it a different way or, you know, whatever it was. But that's one thing I love about book club is that getting everyone else's intake and perspective.
I totally agree. Doesn't it open your mind?
Yeah.
And I think it helps to make you less judgmental because I so agree with what you had to say. Ray, it was like you were in my brain. I think it broadens horizons. And it helps us to be more understanding individuals because there's always different perspectives.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes fascinating that we've read the same book and I have had the same experience, walked away from it thinking, wow, there's so much more to this, or I see this character so much differently now.
Mm-hmm. I remember one book club we had, Patty, at your house. I can't remember the name of it, but the gal was out on a lighthouse and had a baby and it was just like an okay book, but man, leaving that, we had ladies leaving in tears. I mean, it was like, I didn't even think of like their perspective, you know, of that story.
So what we just talked about leads into my next question. Does anyone have a favorite book that you've read over the years that has affected your life in any way?
I love Kite Runner and I read it all the time. I
stayed up till 3 a.m. reading that book.
I'll read it all the way through and I've read it probably 4 or 5 times.
Have you
read? I love it. Yeah.
And this is not had anything to do with the question, but I love that book too. And I never thought about reading it again.
I agree.
I love learning about different cultures and different, lifestyles and things. And that's another thing we do. If we read a book and they talk about sitting down every day and eating whatever, we'll have that dish at book club. Like, remember the hillbilly one and Heidi made bologna sandwiches?
Yeah. Fried bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, it was just so fun.
Yes, I agree that we've had some wonderful times. I have to regress for just a second because one of the fun adventures that we had in book club was when we were in Prescott and Debbie, we went to the thrift store and then we actually became the storytellers and you had to take one piece out of the big hefty bag of thrift store goodies she bought and tell a story about the object. And then the next person had to grab something out of the bag and continue the same story. And I just thought that was such a magical time, how we entertained ourselves for hours with a bag of thrift store things, clothes.
And what about the time at Lenore's when everybody brought an article of clothing? The book was about
Was it the wedding book?
Book, and people brought their wedding albums and they showed their wedding dresses, and it was really cool.
Yeah, various.
Something somebody made for you.
No, you had to bring an article of clothing that had a meaning to you, for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you had to tell the story about this article of clothing.
Behind the article. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was very interesting.
It was very, it really
you,
was.
Kathy, you brought something that your mother-in-law made for Ron.
Yeah.
Jacket. That was so cool.
That he wore, that I wore, and that my son wore. Yeah.
And I wore the sweater that my aunt had knitted me. And my aunt has been dead 30 years, but she knitted when I was 10 or 12 years old, and I've worked that, and I still have it.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, this sounds like you guys are having some great fun, but one last question is the Cool Channel 3 question happy survey. So I want each of you to tell me what your happy food is, your happy drink, and your happy outfit.
Oh, wow.
Just take one. If you can't do all three, just do one.
Okay.
And outfits.
My happy drink is a margarita.
Woohoo!
My happy clothes are very loose, so sweats. But I have a coat that it's not a sweatsuit, but it's elastic waist, jogger type thing with a big top. That's my favorite outfit. I don't like anything touching my waist too much. And okay. Food.
I'm right there with you, Iris.
I don't know about food. What are my favorite things to food?
Food that the ladies bring to book club and we get to try something new.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's food. Ron's cooking for me tonight, which are those beautiful pork roasts that he makes on the grill with red wine. So that puts the two of those together. And my happy clothes are my workout clothes, which I wear all the time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Kathy, we'll be over soon. We'll be over in a couple of hours. An hour.
We love Ron's cooking for sure. He's the best cook ever.
That's how we got food into when our book club first started, we were very haphazard about getting together. And one time I decided what's going to be at my house. I said, you know what? We're going to have a dinner. Yeah. And I had my husband cook dinner for us.
Yes.
And everybody brought other parts of the dinner. And from then on, we had book club all the time.
Yep. Every month.
Taking turns.
I would say my favorite is our girlfriend wine, which is Sauvignon Blanc. We usually start most book clubs with nice, cold Sauvignon Blanc. And I love the firecracker chicken. Isn't that what it is? Or no, shrimp.
Shrimp. Bang, bang, shrimp.
Okay, firecracker, bang, bang. That's how my menopause brain works. Yes, I just love, and I love those two together.
I like that shrimp dish too. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And it goes so well with that white wine. I'm right there with the sweats, definitely. And nothing tight around the waist.
My favorite is that beef bourguignon that we did a couple of times. Oh, God, that was just so good. And comfy clothes. Usually some of my favorites are something that I've made. And what was the other one?
Drink.
Favorite food, drink.
Food is beef bourguignon. And drink. Chardonnay, glass of Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. Although that one drink I made at Christmas, what was it? The pecan pie?
Good.
Delicious.
It was too good.
It was way too good.
Yes.
We were happy.
For sure.
So what type of alcohol is in the pecan pie drink?
Okay, so there's this whiskey and the brand name is Shut Your Pie Hole. And they have like apple pie, they have pecan pie, they have different flavors. It's a pecan pie one, and you put it in with pineapple juice on ice, and I put a little whipped cream on top with the cherry, and it tastes just like a slice of pecan pie.
Really good.
You get a little loopy.
You guys are all go ahead, Patty.
My favorite clothes, I thought about that for a while. I love getting dressed up, but my favorite, and you're going to be surprised, is a swimsuit. And because usually when I'm wearing a swimsuit, I'm having fun somewhere. I'm at an island, I'm on a beach, I'm in a pool. So that's what my favorite is. And
that's
I don't have a great body by any means, but I love being in the water. Number two, red wine for sure, all day long. And then not necessarily all day long, but sometimes. food, that's hard because I like all food pretty much, but I think Mexican food. I love Mexican food, which I would join my friend Iris with a margarita with that.
Gotta have a margarita, Mexican food.
Well, we need to have more margaritas in book club. I think we've been neglecting that.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll work on that. Debbie.
Oh gosh, you guys are way too elegant for me. I want a shrimp taco that I got the recipe from Rayanne. Her shrimp tacos are amazing. So good. So I make them often, and that's probably one of my favorite dishes. And not that it goes with it, but my favorite drink is a beer. And my favorite clothing is none.
Oh, yay!
There you go.
We can go to Debbie's house for book club, eat tacos, and go skinny dipping.
Exactly.
There you go.
My door is always open. Oh, and Brenda, you're welcome to come too.
I cannot wait. I want you guys to send me the list of your books that you've read because some of them sound interesting.
Does anyone have that? Rayanne keeps a list of them, right?
I have them on Goodreads. Mm-hmm. You know, are you on Goodreads?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'll get your email address and I'll send them to you. I keep track of them on Goodreads.
Okay. I think the last time you mentioned it, you said we were over 100 books.
Could have been. I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah. Wow. You know what's another book
from
I
joined?
That's all right.
When did you join, Brian?
It was in 2005.
That must have been
2000. When did you read Julia Childs?
Vicky invited me.
I know, but when did you guys read Julia Childs?
Probably about 5 or 6 years after that.
Oh, wow.
Quite a while. Mm-hmm. I joined you, we were reading Without Reservations about the lady that traveled around, quit her job and everything and traveled around the world.
Wow. And we were a book club before that. So
yes, remember we started off hiking and talking about the book, and we'd read a book like what every 4 months.
Yeah, it wasn't very often until we started eating and drinking. It was often
food and we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, I want to say thank you for joining and sharing how your club is promoting literacy through fun and sisterhood. This is your host, Brenda Brown, on the Cool Channel, Word Has It Book Tour. Remember, no one gets to vote on your happiness or your truth. Read to stay informed and in touch with both.
Thank you.